every Wednesday night for a special. And of course, don't forget the fish menu on Friday. Trust me on this one. Get the cod cut up plate. But you know what it's all about. When you go out to eat, you want fantastic food, you want a great atmosphere, and you want terrific people bringing it to you. That's what you're going to find at JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. Whether you're just stopping by for pizza and wings, maybe a beer, or whether you want some of that fantastic barbecue, or one of the burgers off the menu, trust me on this one, the Firehouse Burger with the jalapenos, absolutely fantastic. You want to go to JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. It's on Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. Look for the big American flag on the side of the building, JV's Downtown Bar and Grill.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
For a limited time at Buffalo Wild Wings, try the new wing flavor, Sweet Saharan Spice. A tangy sauce with unique barbecue flavor and a spicy punch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, it's John Carney. We're always whining about never getting out of the studio.
John Carney will get his wish and get out of the studio this Wednesday. Broadcasting live from Schnars Hardware's Ladue location from noon till 3. Get everything you need for your spring projects.
Hi, this is Frank Flair from Schnars Hardware.
Hey, it's John Carney with an invite for you to join us.
Where?
9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For hours, locations, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover. Crossed over.
Somebody broke something.
What happened?
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Oh. Something broke?
No.
Gold dust at my feet.
Oh, you can say something's broke.
Somebody forgot to. Something's broke. It's not that I forgot to plug some wires into something.
Oh.
Something broke.
And that gets me off the hook. 3 seconds into the show.
That was Marcel Marceau.
Yes. He told a very funny joke.
Yeah, he did.
Strapped in a box in the wind.
I don't know that anybody knows who Marcel Marceau was, though. Maybe.
Shields and Yarnell.
Well, you knew, right, Dan?
A mime. Yeah, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember Shields and Yarnell, Dan?
Oh, my. Yes.
Horrible.
Shields and Yarnell.
Were they, was it a mime routine?
It was a married mime couple that had a TV show on like CBS.
Yes,
it was. In the 70s. And they would mime. And then they would come out and explain by talking what they were miming.
It was horrible. It was,
line after Sonny and Cher, I think.
I assume that was probably the peak for the mime profession. I would say nowadays.
Yeah.
If you were thinking about getting into the mime industry, you would maybe change your mind.
Yes.
Change your mime. They started.
Hey, it's fixed.
Hey.
They started doing that in the box thing, and everybody's like, ooh, wow.
Look at that.
He looks like he's in a box.
He looks like he's pulling a real rope. And looking like he's walking in the wind.
I think now it's morphed into the street performer.
Yeah.
Not really mime. They kind of do the same thing, the human statue.
Yeah.
Where they'll spray paint their entire suit with silver paint and stand there. There are some very funny videos on YouTube where people just try to get them to lose their cool.
I know.
What Shields and Yarnell did to mime, Gallagher did to Smashing Fruit with a mallet. Yes. Killed it. I'm Scott Sherman. Those are the chuckles of both Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. And, of course, thanks to Marcel Marceau for the little drop-in, welcoming you on a Monday afternoon to the large morning show in the afternoon. Frank's on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. I was here Thursday. Of course, Paul Harris was here Friday. I'm back again, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
3 to 6 on the Big 550 KTRS. We have a very full show.
We do.
We have a special guest coming up in a little bit I'll tell you about.
Yeah.
We also have regulars, Jose Hernandez in hour number 2 with the Tech Talk segment. Mm-hmm. John Londoff Jr. will be here fresh off the Blues and their first round win over the Minnesota Wild. Talk about hockey and things going on at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Bill Cleveland will be around later, and so will Mike Evans, probably back in L.A. from, or Southern California from, New York, so you get that right. And we do have a special guest coming up in a little bit. The chief of the Wright City Police Department, Matt Eskew, will be here to tell us about a fundraiser they're having, right? And they're going to get a new canine, a new dog.
That's what they're doing. Apparently, the canines, and he can talk to you more about it, they are... The police dogs are just extremely expensive to get because of the training and everything. And he'll tell you about it because I think they're working at getting the regular canine officer, which they call him a canine officer, and then it will be a drug sniffing dog, and also it'll be all combined, and a tracking dog as well.
That's outstanding. If there's they want a couple of chihuahuas that are about a year old. They're cheap. They might be for sale.
You never
they won't
see.
Stop pooping and peeing everywhere.
You never see a chihuahua.
My girlfriend.
No, a police chihuahua?
No, a police dog chihuahua. You never
stick
see
them
that.
Up right now. Put your hands down.
What was that?
That's my chihuahuas, that my older chihuahua. We've given him a voice, so that's how he talks to us.
Hey, very close to triumph, though.
Let me out.
Hey, you get in my lowrider right now.
That's right. And also, it's the 24th of April, another sleepy, dusty... No.
He won't do it with you.
Heck no.
He won't do it with you.
I can't fire him. See, that's right. Why. But it is my mom's birthday, so happy birthday to my mom. You won't even do it for her?
No, she probably wouldn't want to hear it either.
I wouldn't do
is
it for her.
Is she here or is she in Michigan?
She lives now here. She moved down here. With my brother.
Oh, great.
And they live here. So she listens, and happy birthday, Mom. Get that thing out of the way.
Yeah.
Many more to come.
Yes.
So we did last week sort of a modified Burke segment, but what I didn't do is officially open or close the Burke segment. It just sort of happened. Yeah. So that breaks with tradition, and it's not really the rule. So as Frank did with his history teacher, Mr. Burke, I ask Ian, will you open the Burke segment?
We don't open.
No, we don't open it.
Yeah.
I screwed that up, too.
Yeah, you did.
How do you close it if you don't open it?
It opens up when you say, does anyone have anything to say?
Okay.
Either one of us say, yes, we do.
I'm not criticizing the show. I'm just throwing logic out.
Then it's automatically
open.
Yeah, you don't hear the door actually open.
Right.
But when we close it, you hear the door close.
Got it.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, does anyone have anything to say?
I do.
Mr. Strauss, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's so good to be here. Over the weekend, Thursday night, my phone fell off of my computer. I had by my computer, and I was actually playing some music. I had just set my guitar down in the guitar stand, and I hit my phone, and it slid off of the little tabletop and flipped over and hit my guitar right on the screen and just destroyed the screen. Well, I could not get the phone. I got the phone to turn on. You could tell that it turned on. The little red light was on, but the screen would not light up at all. There was nothing going on with the screen. So I couldn't receive any calls, couldn't make any calls. I couldn't do anything. And this is like Thursday night at midnight. I felt already panicked.
Right?
And it's like, who's going to call me? There's not really anybody that's going to call me. I'm not going to call anybody after midnight here. But I was still in a panic, and I felt like I was stranded on an island with no contact to the outside world.
It's like
world.
You were yeah. hiking, and your hand got caught in a boulder.
Yeah, it's not like exactly. you really needed it at midnight, but in the morning,
no. yeah.
holy cow, everybody goes right for the phone as soon as you wake up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I woke up the next morning, and I ended up, and I went to get a new phone. So I finally got a new phone, and this took a couple of hours to do all of this. And then three different people tried to hook my phone up and tried to load stuff into another phone to get my contacts, and they could not do it. The computer wouldn't cooperate. The phone wouldn't cooperate at all. So I've lost all my contacts that I had.
And, of course, you memorized all of the contacts and right. their numbers, well, right?
Well, or you had them backed up on another computer or something.
No.
Or you had
no.
a little black book with everybody's name in it. And their
no. And I didn't have the cloud. But for some reason, this has been about 3 or 4 months ago. I was looking at my phone one time, and I thought, man, if I lose all of these numbers, I'm never going to find them. So I started writing phone numbers down on this a tablet that I have. So I started writing all these phone numbers down. Well, I you get tired of that. So I thought, well, I'll finish it later.
That is exhausting. That is.
Yeah, it is. So
that's the Dan Strauss we know. That didn't sound like the Dan Strauss we know when you started writing down. You had a project.
I know.
But that's the Dan.
How many numbers did you get in before you quit?
I'm going. Let me guess.
7.
I will say 20.
How many?
Oh, yeah, probably. I would say 25 to 30.
Look at that.
Out of probably 400. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. He outpaced your.
Out of whatever it was. Whatever was in there. So now.
Ah, screw it.
So now I'm going through. And so if anyone out there has my number and you haven't heard from me over the weekend or anything, just send me a text. Just say, this is me. Because you don't know, I remembered my mom's phone number, and I remembered my daughter's phone number, and that was it.
But you know, that's the way things are now.
Yeah.
Is that who knows what anybody's number is? You don't have to memorize it. You just hit their name, and that's it. But I will pay Dan a compliment. I'm quite humbled and honored by the fact that I was one of the people he remembered because I got a call from Dan Saturday.
Oh,
I did.
Don't give him any credit yet.
Wait, I'm giving myself credit.
No, you're giving him credit.
No, I'm giving myself credit for being important to him.
No.
I made the top
20. Because he texted me and said, what's Scott's number?
Okay.
I was trying to, before you finish the story, I was going to...
Oh, yeah, PN threw me right under the bus.
Well,
weren't we talking about half confessions earlier?
To be frank, your last name is S, so
yes.
He would have had to have gone at least 300 numbers deep to get to the S.
It's true.
So, it's not necessary. He didn't go by importance. I'm sure you started with the A's, right?
No, actually, I did just kind of go by people's numbers that
sorry,
I knew
Scott, you weren't.
I knew okay. would be hard to get back.
I was shocked.
Oh,
that
that's how he covers it.
But I did get a phone call from him, and I'm like, I wonder what Dan wants on Saturday. So he's like, I lost my numbers. So, anyway.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
And then the other thing, so being without a phone is just insane. It's just like, even when you drive off and leave it at home, you have to go back and get it.
Because I would, even if I was probably 5 minutes away from here, and I live probably 30 minutes away, I would probably turn around if I had time.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
My phone battery went dead over the weekend.
Oh, that's just as bad.
And I had the charger for the car in this briefcase I carry around. I did stop at a place before I ever got to my destination and grabbed it out of there and plugged it in, and I felt as though I didn't have my oxygen or something.
I know.
Remember when John Travolta was the boy in the plastic bubble?
Yes.
And he had to live in a bubble?
Yeah.
I feel that way about my phone.
Before I got this new phone...
It was right after Shields and Yarnell was up.
Dan and I were just talking about this before the show. When you have a phone that's 2-3 years old, the charge just does not hold anymore. So before I had the new phone, I would, in the morning, I would use my phone for maybe an hour, hour and a half, just looking at the news stories and whatever. And my phone would be at like 25%, so I constantly had to have a cord with me all times.
I carry my charger with me all the time now.
Can anyone even remember a time when they didn't have a cell phone?
Yes.
What that was like. I remember what time was like before that, but I don't remember how I felt. I am more panicky now.
Yeah.
Than I have ever been, and I think I was born panicky.
Oh yeah, I know. And I morphed into a pager one time. It's like, ooh man. But then
this is Dr. Dan.
Yeah, but then you had to find a phone with touch tone on it.
Outstanding.
And at that time, when the pager, the touch tone had just kind of come in, so people still had like the you'd have a touch tone phone, but you'd hit the number and it'd go. So they didn't have the touch tone.
Is this hotel
line.
Pager friendly?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Not at the table, Carlos. The
pagers. So, yeah, but having no phone before, we did just fine.
Welcome
now,
back. Well, welcome back to humanity.
Oh, man.
Now that your phone is.
It was crazy.
Text Dan and make sure he knows that you're out there.
And then over the weekend, the Seventh Planet Band. We had our debut at the night shift. Yeah. And we want to thank everyone. The place was absolutely packed.
That's outstanding. Where was this?
It was a great time. Night Shift Bar and Grill on Mexico Road.
Outstanding.
Right by Cave Springs. And then yesterday, my niece, Demi, had her senior recital. She goes to SEMO. And she's a senior. My daughter will be a junior next year. And her senior recital, and she's majoring in music as well. So her senior recital was an hour of getting up and singing and doing just a recital for the place was really crowded. So there's a lot of choir people there, sorority, and a lot of family and everything.
And how did that go?
It went great. And then my daughter got up and sang the last song with her. So that was good. But it was all opera. So it's opera stuff. And I'm not sure about what the protocol is. And a few other people didn't know what the protocol is for opera and clapping. So she sang for 30 minutes and then took a short break and then came back and sang the rest of the 30 minutes. So the person that was in charge that got up and introduced her and everything, I think he's one of the professors, he didn't go over the applause rules for opera. So the first song was, or the first three songs were considered a set. So the program had three songs together, and then two songs together, and then another three songs together. So those are considered sets. And I was clapping after every song. Well, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to wait until the third song's over and then you clap. But so a few other people did it, and then some people were kind of explaining it to them. You know, you don't do that. You wait until after the set, and then she walks off stage, and then she comes back, and then she sings the other set, and then you clap after that set. So then more and more people stopped clapping. But I was the only one, and I'm like, boom, 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 yeah! And it's like, why is no one clapping?
They should have told you.
I kind of got the stink eye from my daughter a little bit.
You could see from up on...
She wasn't up on stage yet. She was sitting.
She was still sitting by.
Yeah, she was sitting down waiting to get up on stage. But then I found out during the break what the protocol was for applause. And then the professor, before we started the second half of it, explained to everyone what to do and to applaud and everything.
In your defense.
And I still had a hard time not applauding after every song.
I would have had a hard time staying awake. But in your defense, sir, yeah, it's not exactly like you were at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York.
No.
You're in Cape Girardeau. What do you know about opera?
I don't know anything about it.
And they should say something about it. Hey, y'all, got to wait until the set's over
before
y'all clap.
They usually do. They usually do that and explain that. That's what my daughter and my niece, Demi, said, that they usually get up and explain that. But it didn't bother her at all. And she knew that I was the only one clapping. I'm like, yeah! And then I'd kind of stop, and it's like, why is no one clapping anymore?
Yeah, that was really good.
I know.
That's my niece, you idiots. Come on.
It's like, holy cow.
What a full weekend you had.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
That's crazy.
Ian, do you have anything?
I do, but we have to break.
We are coming up on time. Why don't we sort of revisit this a little later?
Yeah.
We'll continue. Don't close the Burke segment yet.
Oh, no.
But I want to check in with Tim Weiland there.
Yeah, we can.
Let's do it.
Tim Weiland, did you know there's a protocol for applauding on in an opera?
What's an opera?
Take that as a no.
The Who did.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I will educate everyone.
Okay.
On opera protocol.
All right.
How's traffic look?
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, it's kind of a mess up in North County right now. You've got an accident. It is between Bell Fountain and Lilac that only the left lane is open on eastbound Highway 270. And traffic right now, you already have slow traffic from McDonald through 170, and now it's jammed up from West Florissant into where this accident is. They just moved the accident on northbound 170 north of Del Mar off to the right shoulder. Now, you're still heavy, bumper to bumper, from Highway 40 up through, right at Del Mar, and then things open up after that. Westbound 40 drivers slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. You have eastbound 40 drivers, looks like Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And we have an accident, it looks like, on southbound 270 at Page. They have just moved that off to the right shoulder also. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. And when we come back from the break, Matt Askew, the chief of the Wright City Police Department, will come on and tell us about a fundraiser they're having to get a new canine officer. More of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon right after this.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Rochester Rhinos Saturday, May 6th, 7:30 is game time. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Hey, this is John Goodman. Even though I'm away a lot, my heart is still in St. Louis. And when I come back home, I can't wait to listen to McGraw in the Morning on KTRS to get me connected to what's happening in town. And there's nothing like McGraw's brand of serious fun in the morning to start the day.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. Once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. We'll be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come on and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider with an important message from the beautiful city about using single-stream recycle totes at your house. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than the county, state, and constitution, so we inherited a responsibility to set a good example of citizenship, like conserving resources and protecting the environment for future generations, the grandchildren. Florissant was awarded a grant from St. Louis County Department of Public Health to use some landfill surcharge funds to promote single-stream recycling by increasing awareness and usage of those special curbside totes to reduce unnecessary dumping in landfills and to recycle renewables. We need your help to reduce the costly overuse of landfills. It's easy and could lower trash bills. Paper, plastic, glass, and metals can go into the same recycle tote and everything else goes in the garbage. Florissant residents can obtain free recycle totes and delivery from our health department. Check florissantmo.com. If you're not a lucky Florissant resident, then call your city or county to get your recycle tote today.
JJS Floor, located at 2301 Gravois in the heart of the city, has a tremendous reputation for not only servicing residential customers, but also commercial, institutional, and industrial clients as well. And did you know that they are also a favorite of real estate and rehab investors because of their low prices and quick service? Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with the manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring has the largest warehouse in the city and stocks all the most popular flooring. So if you're ready for new flooring, contact them today at 314-772-3996 or on the web at jjsfloor.com. Let JJS show you how they can save you money. Shop the city and save. JJS Flooring. Like them on Facebook.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. Right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Join us for the KTRS Golf Open June 9th at Normandy Golf Course. We'll be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight. Make your plans for a great day of golf, some great charity, and a whole lot of fun. Just $500 for a foursome that includes lunch, cart, cocktails, and food. And we'll guarantee you, you don't have to play with John Carney. Go to KTRS.com and download the entry form. June 9th, Normandy Golf Course. We'll see you there.
Back on the Large Morning Show, that great rock opera, Tom Sawyer. Thank you, Ian. Scott Sherman in for Frank. He'll be back tomorrow. Mike Evans, Bill Cleveland, Jose Hernandez, John Landuff Jr. coming up later. Dan, Ian, and I in the studio. And our very special guest this hour is the chief of the Wright City Police Department. They're having a fundraiser to get funds to get a new canine officer. And we welcome you to the Large Morning Show. Chief Matt Askew, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great. First of all, we all, and on behalf of myself, the guys in the show, and all the listeners, thank you for the service you do to your community and the police work that you do in general.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
There is no show that loves the police more than this program, and it's well-earned. I have been watching a show called Live PD in the last couple of months on Fridays and Saturday nights. And I've always had respect for the police, especially the police like your department that follows the rules and does a good job. But I didn't really get, until I started watching this show, exactly how stressful and how uncertain and how cool and calm the police officers are when they're doing their job.
It definitely takes a certain personality to do that, as well as a lot of training. So there are days where that's even trying. So
the only thing better than a police chief is an honest one, Chief.
Yeah, just try to be honest.
Dan Strauss called me and he said, "Hey, is there any chance?" I said, "Absolutely, yes. Let's talk about the fundraiser that they're doing in Wright City. Tell us a little bit about your canine officer, your current canine officer, Zeus, and the need that you have for a new canine officer."
Well, this whole thing kind of started off very interesting. First of all, we got a not so great news from the local veterinarian out here that Zeus actually has arthritis in his back. You know, it's one of those things where we were anticipating to replace Zeus in the next 2 years, maybe three. But as time has gone on, it sounds like it's going to be early retirement. He's a multi-purpose dog. He does tracking, article location, suspect apprehension. He kind of does everything. We reduced everything down to just narcotic sniffs, and that's really what he's doing right now, just to be easy to him. He's one of those things. One of the interesting things about a police canine is you've all had pets. You know how this goes. He really becomes part of the family, and you're talking about one of your kids. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, but to get a new canine, it's extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's we weren't prepared for this as it was. We were, like I said, we thought we still had about 2 to 3 years in preparation, but now all of a sudden this absolute resource that I'm not ready to let go, it benefits the community so much out here, is something I got to figure out a way to get $10,500 for just to start.
Wow. How long has Zeus been with the force?
He's been with us for 4 years, going on 5.
Wow.
And what kind of training does a dog need in order to be certified to become a police canine for certain types of contraband or certain types of materials in order to go in the field?
You know, I am not an expert on every ounce of dog training that goes on. So what I will tell you is tons. We sent Zeus down with his current handler, Tommy Tomlin. We sent him down to Boone County. And originally what I thought was going to be, I'm going to lose my canine and my handler. I'm going to lose him for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something along those lines. I quickly realized that I was way off base. About 2 months later, he comes back with his certifications and so on and so forth.
Wow.
Matt Eskew is our guest. He's the chief of the Wright City Police Department. Chief, I want to just ask you a little bit about police work and law enforcement and how it might have changed in the last dozen years or so. The need for a canine dog sniffing has been a lot of sense, a product of the change in the way crime has happened. How has the drug epidemic changed law enforcement in your community, a more rural community? And can you explain how important not just having Zeus or a light canine, but just how important it is for your officers to be trained in this kind of new world of drug trafficking and drug detection?
Well, it's a shame that I have to even say it, but we're losing a lot of good people early on in life from overdoses to heroin. I mean, right now you can call it an epidemic or whatever you would like, but right now we're losing a lot of people way too early. And this is one of those things that uses a canine, and that is exactly what the intent and purpose is for Zeus, is to go out and do the sniffs of the cars and when we execute search warrants and the whole bit. I mean, he plays a vital point in that.
So, did we lose you?
I'm still here. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, yeah.
We can still reach you.
We gotcha. So this Saturday coming up is the Red, Right, and Blue Motorcycle Fest.
Yes, it is.
And what does that all entail now?
Right now, we're going to have a bunch of vendors come out, so they'll be selling food. We've got the beautiful property out there at Cedar Lake Cellars. Those guys have been unbelievably gracious hosts to us. We're basically going to have some motorcycles on display. There's going to be some judging going on. There's a contest going on. All in all, it is a great time for the family to come out. And I'm really, I understand there's a band that's playing there that night that's, from what I understand, is pretty good.
Yes, so they are. They're really, really good. Had their debut last Saturday in St. Peter's, and the Seventh Planet Band will be playing out there from 1 to 4.
How'd you get them, Chief?
You know what? I can pull some strings every now and again.
When are you going to do that?
Pull some strings?
That's right.
Yeah, so we're playing out there from 1 to 4. The whole thing starts at 11, right?
Yes. Yes.
It goes from 11 to 4.
Absolutely.
And Cedar Lake Cellars is, now, if you're going Wright City, you're pretty much off 70, correct?
Yeah, correct. As soon as you get off of the... off Wright City, you can take South Stringtown straight into Strecking Grass Road, which is will take you right into Cedar Lake Cellars, or you can come through Forestdale as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, good deal. And is there going to be raffles and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be raffles, and like I said, plenty of vendors out there, plenty of things for the kids to do. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday, the 29th of April, out at Cedar Lake Cellars in Wright City. Now, Chief, for those people that want to see the Seventh Planet, did he tell you which planet the Seventh Planet was before you booked him?
You know what? I heard something about this.
It ain't Pluto. I'll tell you that.
No, no one will know.
So you guys can wear blue, but you can't work blue.
No,
so tell them to keep it family.
No, we're not working blue. It's family, family oriented.
That's right.
We're already making plans for the kids that show up. So,
and Chief, I know this audience pretty well, not as well as these guys do, but they're very generous and they're very interested in helping law enforcement, especially a really important thing like a drug sniffing canine. Not just to bust people, but also to get people help and interdict them before it's too late. It's a really helpful, not just law enforcement tool, but also sort of a health tool. What about folks that can't make it out to the festival and they want to donate for your fundraising project for the canine? What can they do?
Well, they can always reach out to Wright City Police Department, or they can contact our event coordinator. I can leave her information for you as well. Her name is Kim Jumper, who's been, just absolutely amazing. She spent so much time and effort into this. And again, Brian Spencer, State Representative Brian Spencer, he heard about the need and just took off with it. So you can contact any one of the three.
Okay, so we'll just basically send them, you can Google Wright City Police Department or whatever and just get the number and call them and say, hey, I can't make it out there this Saturday, but I'd like to donate something for the canine program and get you guys a dog. When are you hoping to get the dog?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Dan, he's honest.
All right, that's good.
No, that's another one of those things. We've got a... when you send one of these dogs home with a guy, that's a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of things that, they're training all the time off duty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where we're going to have to give our current handler a little bit of a break and get a new handler to start running with this, just to start everybody fresh.
Cool. Outstanding. All right. Chief Eskew, Matt Eskew of the Wright City Police Department. The Red, Right, and Blue Motorcycle Fest, Saturday, April 29th, is coming up Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And right in
no,
the
11 a.m.
Oh, sorry, 11 a.m. Well, at 1 p.m., you got the headliners there, the Seventh Planet Band. They're going to perform. You got all kinds of fun stuff and an unbelievably important and great cause. Chief, we will wish you the best of success with it. And thank you so much, not just for joining us, but everything you do just west of
us. And it's at Cedar Lake Cellars. Cellars, that's right. Cedar Lake Cellars. The chief, I guess, you've promised not to pull anybody over that comes to the thing when they're leaving.
I'm going to have most of my staff tied up out there then. So understand.
Okay.
I don't encourage that.
No. Okay.
Well. You don't need a dog to sniff for drunk people, Dan.
No, that's right.
Human officers can do that.
All right. Sorry, Chief. I won't do that anymore.
I appreciate it.
Okay. There goes half Dan's audience.
You got to figure out how to. The blood pressure just went up, guys.
Yeah. All right, Chief, we'll see you Saturday, and hopefully we'll bring a big old crowd. So come on out,
guys,
and help us out.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks for all the help in this. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll get you up to sing a song with us.
Outstanding.
Oh, man, that's they'll pay to leave.
As long as they pay.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Chief Matt Eskew, Wright City Police Department. Hey, he's pretty good. He could be your opening act.
Yeah, good.
You should have him come up there.
I know.
Outstanding. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, and I hope everybody, even if you can't make it, which I hope you do, you can contact Wright City Police, or I'm sure you can get a hold of Dan now that he's got his phone, and make a donation for their new canine.
Yeah.
And all the best to Zeus. I'm sure we want him to feel well, good as well. There you go.
What? All right. Time for a look at traffic now with Timothy Weiland.
Okay, Dan, on this accident on eastbound Highway 270, it's between Bell Fountain and Lilac, and right now only the right lane is blocked. Boy, the jam goes all the way back to McDonnell. We've got a new accident or a stall. I can't quite tell from the camera angle, but it's on southbound 55, just north of Imperial Main. The left lane is blocked. Richardson Road is where your backup goes there. If you're on westbound 44, a little bit heavy through the work zone, Arsenal and Shrewsbury, but you're also heavy from Lindbergh in the right lane down through Highway 270 and southbound 270 now. Some slow pockets between Page and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 till 6. Hi, it's John Carney, inviting you to join me for the Carney Show, weekdays at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
American Equity Mortgage. They've been here for us for over 24 years as a sponsor, as an advertiser, 52 weeks a year. My goodness, it'd be great if everything could be that solid, that long-lasting. Here's what's going to be long-lasting if you don't fix it. Your credit card bills, they're going to keep coming for the next 20 or 30 years. Shut them down. Back to zero balance. If you're a homeowner, let American Equity Mortgage show you how they can pay off those credit card bills, get you back to zero balance, and you're a whole lot better off. You still got the debt, but you've turned it from bad debt into good debt. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring. The time is here to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500 and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threaten to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the Fast IRS Tax Relief Hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Barton, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Plus, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, it's Frank. When you change jobs, and I'm sure out of all the people listening, some of you right now are all excited. You got a job offer and you're going to change jobs. And maybe somehow you're lucky enough you're going to retire, maybe even retire early. But you're going to have some questions in there. Questions you may not be able to answer or have your brother-in-law answer. Like, should I cash out of this retirement plan that I had at my old job? Should I just cash it out, or do I need to roll it over to an IRA? And then do I pay tax on it, and then how much tax? And are there penalties if I wait too long, and what is that waiting period? Do I get some favorable tax treatment if I pay early? What's the growth potential of this money? You'll drive yourself insane. Might I recommend a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus? Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC and NYSE. I could say that at the end of the commercial, but I thought I'd just say it right there. All I'm asking is that you consider a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason to take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more that you have to invest. That's it. Complimentary. But you need to call them, and their number is on their website, markandjason.com.
Our thanks again to Chief Matt Eskew of the Wright City Police Department. Their fundraiser coming up for New Canine is Saturday, April 29th at Cedar Lake Cellars. Coming up in the next hour, regular guest Jose Hernandez will be here with Tech Talk, and John Londoff Jr. will be here also to talk, I guess, Blues hockey and also what's going on at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I'm Scott Sherman.